Jack, I guess the bottom line with the numbers that we're seeing is it's not a big surprise. The state has no budget, and we've been seeing a decline in what people feel as far as job performance by the leaders and the governor.
Yeah, it's actually starting to drag both of them down pretty far. Both leaders are underwater with voters statewide. Roughly 6 in 10 people that we polled disapprove of both Mike Madigan at 61% and Bruce Rauner at 58%. Last October, when we did the polling right before the election, the Simon poll showed Madigan's approval or disapproval rating at 63% and Rauner's at 55%. They're basically within 3 percentage points of each other now, and that's within the margin of error of the poll.
One thing that I thought was interesting was when you looked at the responses across the state, and from Chicago to the suburbs to downstate, it seems as though people are pretty much unhappy across the board. It's not as though anybody gets a real big boost in any specific region.
Yeah, that's true. When you look at it statewide, Rauner's results show 36% somewhat approve or strongly approve of his performance, 58% somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove. The governor does worse with voters in the city of Chicago, where 64% disapprove of his performance. That's not totally unexpected because of the large Democratic voting bloc there. He comes a little closer to positive territory downstate. For Madigan, the speaker's disapproval ratings remain in negative territory, 61% overall disapproving or strongly disapproving, 26% give him a better score. His best job approval ratings come in the city of Chicago, but it's not great. It's not good for either person, but in the case of when you compare the speaker and the governor, speaker's never fared terribly well in the polling over the years. Rauner has only gone down. At 36%, this is the lowest we've seen thus far. His disapproval rating has gone consistently up, from 31% disapproving in March 2015 to 58% today. So that disapproval rating has nearly doubled.
Well, the governor, is, as you mentioned, we've seen that disapproval continually climb for him. And, of course, the speaker, not that popular either. Then I look at the other legislative leaders, whether it's the Senate President, Democrat John Cullerton, or the Republicans in the Senate, Christine Redonio, and in the House, Jim Durkin. Their disapproval ratings much lower. Is it a situation, do you think, that this fight, this very public fight we have seen where both the speaker and the governor have gone after each other, that that's just tarnishing both?
I think that's part of it. The other thing is when you get beyond Madigan and Rauner, the others don't get as much coverage, if you will. They're not in the advertisements that everybody remembers in the run-up to the general election last November. You won't see John Cullerton in it so much, or you wouldn't see Chris Redonio or Jim Durkin. Part of that is, I think, they don't quite have the bullseyes painted on their backs that the other two guys do because of their leadership roles.
The governor has also seen a drop in the number of people who really don't have an opinion of him. I think that was down to 6%. So I guess they either love him or they loathe him.
Well, what's happening is, you know, the longer he's out there, the more people have time to actually start to draw an opinion on him. And that's, you know, that's, I think, a logical outcome. You know, when you look at Madigan's numbers, particularly outside the city of Chicago, well, Illinois has kind of a long relationship with not liking Chicago politicians, so that goes along. So I think one observer noted yesterday, well, it took Madigan probably 38, 40 years to get to the point of having those negative numbers. In Rauner's case, it's only taken a couple.
Well, both of them will be on the ballot next year. We know that. It looks like Governor Rauner has indicated he will run again. For Speaker Madigan, of course, he just has to win a small district in the Chicago area. At the same time, Governor Rauner has to run statewide. I would think these numbers, you know, don't bode well for him right now when he looks ahead to his prospects for next year.
No, they don't look great. But on the other hand, what he can probably do is still continue to bloody up the Democrats by trying to link them to Speaker Madigan. You'll have that going on, I think. You know, he's put $50 million into his campaign war chest. getting ready to go into next year. So a lot of that will be trying to tie any potential Democrats to Speaker Madigan. He's already kind of done that. What'll be interesting is to see how the Democrats try to capitalize on Browner's negative ratings as well, and see what kind of political hay they can make out of it. Another course might be to try to, if you're a Democrat, try to run against both of them. That would not be entirely out of the question. Try to paint yourself as something completely different than both of these gentlemen.
Jacqueline, before I let you go, let me also ask you, these numbers, while they're not pretty for either Speaker Madigan or Governor Rauner, at this time, with the state mired in the dysfunction that it is, the inability to pass a budget, I mean, maybe unable to work together as much as any time we've ever seen, are you surprised in some ways these aren't even higher disapproval numbers?
Well, perhaps, but I think that as bad as they are, I think that's really the major takeaway. I think what you've seen is, I think there's a lot of feeling out there that both of them, because of their respective stands, are in large part responsible for the pain that's flowing out of this whole budget impasse. You know, as we're coming up on 2 years without really a full-time state budget, that hasn't happened to any state since the Great Depression, and the economic consequences are being felt all across the state when you're in a situation like a lot of college and university towns. So there's going to be some pushback. There's going to be some anger over that, and the people who are the biggest targets are the ones at the top of the ticket, so to speak, with Madigan being the state Democratic Party chairman and Bruce Rauner being the titular head of the state Republican Party.